The deadly Ebola outbreak in West Africa is hitting missionaries. There's a border crisis where your help is needed, and a ministry explores radio drama for the next generation. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is out of control, according to medical professionals fighting the disease. Over the weekend, a high-profile doctor died from it. Now, two American missionaries have it. Lee Sonius is with Reach Beyond, a ministry partnering with Elwha Hospital in Liberia. They, in turn, are working with two other ministries.
There's a doctor, Dr. Brantley, with Samaritan's Purse, a 33-year-old doctor. And then the other lady is working more in admin there at SIM.
Although Ebola has about a 90% mortality rate, Sonia says
there's a much higher chance of survival if you are diagnosed very early. And of course, they're getting the best care that they can get there.
Sharing the story of crisis happening on the air and on the ground, Reach Beyond noted a nurse connected to them volunteered to go to Monrovia to train nurses how to handle the disease. They're still figuring out what to do, but Sonia says
the key is prayer.
Next, Open Doors reports suspected members of the terrorist group Boko Haram attacked several towns in northern Cameroon over the weekend. Under the cover of chaos, the group snatched a group of people, among them Pastor Kisfiri Marcel. Here are three ways to pray: for restored calm, for the safe release of Pastor Marcel and others who were taken, and for the kind of faith that prompts opportunities to talk about Christ, hope, and the story of how he changes lives. This is Mission Network News. The U.S.-Mexico border crisis is on the forefront of U.S. politics as everyone gears up for fall elections, but is anyone really caring for the families and children at the heart of the debate? Buckner International is doing what they can, and they stand ready to do more. So far, they've sent 8,000 pairs of kids' shoes that are being handed out by frontline responders. Pray the love of Christ will be clearly demonstrated as believers help families in His name. Meanwhile, there's a new way for churches to be involved in sharing Jesus worldwide. Haggai Institute has a vision for selecting Christian leaders in a country. They take them to another country, train them for 25 days in evangelism, then send them back home. Dr. Aldo Fontao from Argentina was one of those trainees. He explains the problem with sending foreign workers.
They have to go there, learn the culture, learn the language, get into the community, and that takes not less than 10 years to be really effective. How much is that cost? With that cost, you can train 200 locals. They can do a much better job from the very beginning.
Montel says sometimes foreign workers have to go, but not always.
Sometimes we are sending transcultural missions to a place where there are already Christians. It's a very inexpensive way to do end-of-the-world missions and to fulfill God's command.
And radio is a great way to get news or music during your commute. It's also effective for teaching kids about Jesus and how he wants them to live. Well, Keys for Kids, Dave Malin says their radio broadcasts reach kids throughout the U.S.
We weave the gospel and the lifestyle of a typical Christian into the program. It helps children and the adults who listen to understand maybe how to deal themselves with those types of situations.
They have a new radio drama called Red Rock Mysteries, and it's based on the book series written by Jerry Jenkins and Chris Fabry.
Folks came up to us and they said, boy, we really like the Red Rock series. People are saying it's different, but yet it's still exciting, and we really appreciate the quality of the production.
Listen to a Red Rock episode through a link at our website.
Pray that the programs not only have an impact on families around the country, but also help us financially.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering? If you're not, you will. Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from SAT-7. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.